My own journey. I accepted Andrew Carnegie's commission to organize and publish the Principles of Success when I was a law student at Georgetown University. Other than reimbursement for some traveling expenses, I got no compensation from Carnegie for my efforts. My dedication to my task placed strains on my life. I had a family to support, and many of my relatives ridiculed me for my goal. In spite of this opposition, I worked for 20 years interviewing presidents, inventors, founders of great companies, and famous philanthropists. Because these people were often unaware of the principles they employed, they just did it. It took a great deal of time for me to observe them and determine whether the forces I supposed were operating actually were. Instead of making money for myself, I had a job to do for others. Believe me, there were times when between the needling of my relatives and the hardships I endured, it was not easy to maintain a positive mental attitude and persevere. Sometimes, in barren hotel rooms, I almost believed my family was right. The thing that kept me going was my conviction that one day I would not only successfully complete my work, but also be proud of myself when it was finished. Sometimes, when the flames of hope dwindled to a flicker, I had to fan them with everything I possessed to keep them from going out. It was my faith and infinite intelligence that tided me over these rough spots and saw me through. Did it pay to go the extra mile for 20 years and endure all those hardships? The answer is obvious. The benefits of doing more than you are paid for. Since going the extra mile can involve hardship, it will help you to be conscious of all the different benefits it will bring. The law of increasing returns. The quantity and quality of the extra service you render will come back to you greatly multiplied. Consider the farmer who plants a crop of wheat. If he harvested only one grain of wheat for each grain he planted, he'd be wasting his time. Instead, every successful grain produces a stalk and a sheaf containing many more grains. Of course, a few don't sprout, but whatever problems a farmer may face, getting back many times more wheat grains than he or she planted isn't one of them. And so it is with everything you do and the service you render. If you render service worth $100, chances are you will get back not only that $100, but perhaps 10 times that, provided you have done so with the right mental attitude. If you render extra service unwillingly or resentfully, you will probably get nothing back. It's as if the farmer had sown his wheat on the interstate road instead of the fertile field, and if you render your service only with a sharp eye out for your own benefit, you will get nothing except perhaps a poke in the eye. One rainy afternoon, an elderly lady walked into a Philadelphia department store. Most of the clerks ignored her, but one solicitous young man asked if he could help her. When she replied that she was just waiting for the rain to end, he didn't try to sell her something she didn't want, and he didn't turn his back. Instead, he brought her a chair. When the rain let up, the lady thanked the young man and asked for his card. A few months passed, and the owner of the store received a letter asking that this young man be sent to Scotland to take orders for furnishing an entire castle. The letter writer was the elderly lady for whom the clerk had provided a chair. She also happened to be Andrew Carnegie's mother. By the time the young clerk had his bags packed for Scotland, he was a partner in that department store. This was the result of the law of increasing returns, all because he had shown a little concern and courtesy when no one else would. The law of compensation. The law of compensation ensures that everything you do will bring you some sort of result of the same kind. To benefit from this, you must always render the most service you are capable of, with the best attitude, and you must do so regardless of your immediate compensation, even if it appears you will receive no immediate compensation.